In many ways, what has happened to 520 is symptomatic of what has been happening to Sauchie Hall Street in general. This end of Sauchie Hall Street is now a bit down market. But until very recently, say 30 years ago, this was very much an upmarket shopping area. Sauchie Hall Street was once the area where middle-class ladies would come and shop for their furs, for furniture in their houses, in upmarket department stores like Trerons and so forth. It was very much a bourgeois shopping area until, say, the 1980s, when that started to change. From the 1980s, we saw more bars and cafes come to line the street. At first, these bars and cafes were also upmarket bars and cafes, like one of the first French continental-style bistros in Glasgow's, namely Nico's. By the 1990s and early new millennium, this was becoming more of a student-y area, where students would come and drink at night. It's become much more down-market than it was 30, 40 years ago. But let's take a walk along the street and look at what we mean by that. As we come along on the north side of Sauchie Hall Street, we see the huge 1930s Beresford Hotel in Art Deco style. If we come up the lane just on the west side of that, we can see round the corner here one of the last remnants of that Georgian terrace we mentioned earlier. Back on Sauchie Hall Street again, we walk past many of the different bars, noticing Nico's on the south side there, which is now somewhat less stylish and trendy than it was when it first opened in the 1980s. Further along Sauchie Hall Street, we look up to the left as we cross Scott Street and we see the building of Glasgow School of Art by the great architect Charles Rennie Mackintosh, now covered in scaffolding since the Great Fire in 2014. The building will be reopening again in 2019. We come on to the pedestrianised section of Sauchie Hall Street, and to our right, on the south side of the street, we see the boarded up, evidently derelict building of the Willow Tea Rooms, again by Charles Rennie Mackintosh, one of the great Art Nouveau architects of Glasgow. He designed the Willow Tea Rooms for Miss Kate Cranston, an entrepreneur in late 19th and early 20th century Glasgow. Mackintosh was to design several different tea rooms for Miss Cranston. The Willow Tea Rooms is currently closed for renovation and will reopen in a few years' time, along with a visitor centre. Although we can't see the facade of the Willow Tea Rooms for the moment, as it is currently being renovated, it is a very significant building in the history of Glasgow. It is one of those tea rooms which opened in the late 19th, early 20th century city. The importance of these tea rooms will be discussed later on when we come to Peacock's Tea Room in the Tron Gate. Sauchie Hall Street is one of the major east-west routes of the Glasgow grid. We now turn to our right and move south down Hope Street, one of the major north-south routes of the Glasgow grid. Halfway down Hope Street, we find an astonishing monument to the late 19th, early 20th century, the Lion Chambers.